97.3 WZBG, Amy Ferrati. I'm super excited because I get to talk about one of my favorite subjects ever, music. And one of the most amazing music local events coming up is the 2025 Black Bear Americana Music Festival. So with me, I have Ian Campbell, one of the founding fathers, yes? Or this was your baby.
It was really Beth Murphy's baby. Like, I've been going to festivals forever, and I've always driven by farms and thought, oh, that would be a nice place for a festival. But I never did the work. Beth Murphy came to me and said, hey, I have this idea.
I
And that's how it happened.
love it. And we're in its seventh year, right?
Eighth, really. I mean,
Oh, eight.
COVID came through and kicked our butt. It'll be
Yep.
our seventh festival.
Okay. And lots of change this year. So tell us what's going on.
Well, we've been doing it on that October early Indigenous Peoples Day, Columbus Day, people call it different things, weekend. It was a good idea because the leaves were changing and it was beautiful. And but it was just it, we just couldn't get lucky and get that good weather. And every year we
Right.
got stomped on by bad weather. And so after six tries, we finally said, look, let's just make it warmer. And so we decided to move to a warmer time of season. And then, when we started, Goshen said, well, we can't accommodate you in these other seasons because we got other stuff going on. So we had to not only move our dates, but we had to move our locations. So we went down the street to the Harwinton Fairgrounds, and it's lovely. It's big enough. It's beautiful. It's got everything we need. So the stage is going to be in one spot, and all the vendors are going to be sort of in a easy location. And so everything you want is going to be right here. And then the camping's right over there, where you get a little privacy. And but I, it's kind of a win. It looks like a really great place to have a nice festival. And when it's summertime, it's so much easier to be outside.
So there's nothing like live music, but in the summer this will be ideal. And so the same kind of accommodations, really, just a different town and
That's
earlier in the
it.
year.
The fair, the stage is in a beautiful spot. You could see it. The sun sets right behind that little hill over there. It's everything that you used to have before in just a slightly different location.
So the new weekend dates, August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Correct.
Over 50 bands still. Tell us about the
Yeah.
experience.
Well, so you're going to be four different stages. You got the two main stages, the acoustic and the regular stage that play back and forth. So that one stage is setting up or breaking down, the other stage is performing, and the crowd has basically a constant music coming at them with no real delays. So those two stages go back and forth. The acoustic stage plays a bit more of that acoustic music, then the bands come on and rock it out. So it just keeps mixing up what you're looking at. Then we have a workshop stage, which not only has songwriters in the round and different things to look at, but it has actual workshops, hands-on. You could learn ukulele hands-on. And if you have a ukulele, bring it. And if you don't, we do have a few extra that we loan out to people. We have hand drums, we have songwriting, we have a really great open tuning guitar workshop that'll blow your mind. And if you've never done it before, this will show you how to do a bunch of open tunings in no time. It's real. The guy Matt Smith, who does this, is brilliant. And then we have Sam Robbins' workshop and Orion Green workshop, all brilliant guitar players, ukulele, hand drums. So that's the workshop stage. And then we have another gazebo stage, which just has all this up and coming talent. So you have options. If you want to see one thing, yes. If you want to see another thing, go somewhere else. There's a lot going on at the same time. There's art workshops. There's all kinds of things to see and do. So no matter who you are, children, adults, there's something for everybody.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a musician to attend. It's open for everybody, the whole family. I mean, just the experience of live music and community there, right?
Absolutely. The kids could have their face painted. There is like the mobile pub and the Litchfield Distillery there for adults, and there's hula hoops and there's art stuff and there's music everywhere and there's just so much creativity and food, delicious food and shopping. There's really truly a family environment, something for everybody. And the community is the best part. People quite literally take care of each other.
Right. And you can make new friends as well. Like it's this whole experience of just good vibes and connection. And that's what music is, really.
That's my favorite part about a festival is you go there and there's this connection with people and you don't have to try really. It just happens. It's something about it that connects people.
Yeah, I love that part. And I love the art project that is it the jellyfish umbrellas or the
Yeah.
jellyfish? That's
Yeah,
always my favorite. It makes me smile every time.
If you've never seen the Grand Slambovian Circus of Dream,
Mm.
jellyfish dancing on the dark hill that looks like jellyfish dancing, it's really something to see. And we've had that every year, that the Slambovians will be in the Midwest this year, but we'll have them every year because we love them. And the experience of their music and the artistry that goes along with those jellyfish and the lights and the dancing, it's magical. I watch children and adults' faces look like children.
I love that. All right, tell us about some of the lineup this year. I know you're still booking as we're getting closer to it, but tell us what you can tell us.
Yes. I mean, it's always this sort of moving puzzle in progress. But some of the things we try to mix it up for the Americana, so you're not just going to get the folky person. You're going to get the bluegrass. You're going to get the rockabilly. You're going to get everything. So this year we have Howie Day. You remember him from the 2000s? You and I
Collide.
collide.
Yes,
And we
yes.
got Jeffrey Gaines, who had some hits
In
in
your
the
eyes, in your eyes cover.
I know. And
Yes, okay.
there's another hero song he sings in a bunch of them. Like, wow, the greatest thing about Howie Day and Jeffrey Gaines and another person that I'm working on right now that looks like it might work, that had hits a while ago, is that the hits are one thing, but they're amazing performers all by themselves. And so when you see them, you think, I never knew that Howie Day is that amazing. Like, I mean, I knew his hit and all this, but I've seen him before and he's incredible. So, and he does a loop pedal thing and he's just great. And then, so I'm trying to talk fast and get on quick. Otherwise I would talk more about
You're
them.
doing
But
great. You're doing
then
great.
there's other festival known acts like the Neilds and Johnny Longo and the Cool Head Blues Band, like Josh Joplin. And then there's a band that I brought from Upper Massachusetts in Vermont called N Train. The drummer's incredible. And just when you think the drummer's the reason that you wanted to see this band, this horn filled band comes screaming through, and you're like, oh my God, the Dreadnoughts are this like funky rocky polka band that traveled the world. Really something to see. David Wilcox is a singer-songwriter in the festival world that's a legend. The Luster Kings, Matt Smith, Tall Travis is this young band that just seems to just have a huge following of young people that follow them everywhere they go.
Nice.
Shanna in a Dress is super fun and will make you cry at the same time. Jesse Terry's a Connecticut guy. Just Belle of the Falls from around here.
Yeah,
Cricket
we know Bella
Blue,
Fox. Yep.
Belle of the Falls, great. Cricket Blue originally has half of them are from Connecticut. They live up in Burlington. There's something that when you see them, it just sort of changes the way you think about music. Sam Robbins, Ryan Green, Little Chris on drums. The Decker Bandits are local. They're amazing. The Honey Badgers. There's so much. There's a lot to see all the time, and it's different kinds. You're going to have music you could dance to, music you can cry to, and it just keeps changing every half an hour.
Yeah, and live music too, it's a recharge. There's something about it. There's just something about it, just recharging your batteries and just making you feel so present. There's a joy in it, and the entire weekend. I mean, you can, and that's the thing. You could go for a one day pass. You could camp and do the entire weekend, right? There's all different like levels of experiencing it.
Absolutely. You could do a one day pass and spend the whole day there. It's totally reasonably priced for the amount of music you're going to see. You could get a 3 day pass that just you could spend all 3 days there. You just can't camp. Then you could step up to a camping pass where you can camp in a tent. And then for a little more money, if you have an RV, you could bring that. And there's even electrical hookups if you want air conditioning and things like that. So you can keep changing or stepping up your ticket depending on what kind of experience you want.
Glamping, if you will, or not.
Yeah, glamping is, we have glamping, so it's luxurious with a big, like, queen size or king size bed in there. I'm not sure because it's done by someone else. Very comfortable. It's luxurious.
Yes, that's amazing. I do want to add that the musicians come, they're from all over, right? They're on the local level, of course, the regional, and then even the national too.
Yeah, even some of them we brought from other countries. This year, I think everybody's at least national, but these are international and national touring acts, all the way as local as people who live in here in the area.
We're talking to Ian Campbell all about the 2025 Black Bear Americana Music Fest. Earlier date this year, August 22nd, 23rd, 24th, new location, Harrington Fairgrounds. What else do we need to know? Are there deadlines like to reserve your RV? How does that work?
Oh, well, and speaking to the gentleman who does all of the placements for RVs, because not only can you have an RV, but if you want to be in an area with friends, you just call this Lance who handles this for us and say, look, I want to be in this group, and he'll place you all together. So with all that said, we're running out of electrical spaces. So if you wanted to get an RV and plug it in, we're running out. And that's happening fast. And then, the RV camping, even out in the middle of a field where you don't need electricity, that's filling pretty fast. So, those are the only deadlines right now, is that you gotta, if you're looking for something more than camping with a tent, you gotta get in there before it's gone.
BlackBearMusicFest.com to get your tickets. Follow you on the socials as well to be in the loop about what's happening and maybe more acts that are coming. We look forward to that.
We did bring in Southern Hospitality from the which are all these legendary players, including Victor Wainwright, who we know up here. So that Friday night
And the
closer
train,
is,
right? Was he the train?
yes,
Yeah.
he
Okay.
is.
Got it.
So he's one of three legendary players who made a super group called Southern Hospitality. And they're just going to come up and melt everybody's faces off.
I love it. Oh my gosh. And it's just such an amazing weekend. What was my quote I wanted to share with you? Oh, without music, the world would be flat, Ian.
That was very sharp of you.
Yeah.
That
thank you.
was,
So, and we will be giving away tickets soon to the event, as we always do. That's always a very popular contest for us. But I wanted to thank you for joining me. We will see you at Black Bear again. It's Harwinton Fairgrounds, August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And Ian Campbell, as always, a pleasure talking to you.
thank you, Amy. I'm a fan. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.